Have you announced our music theme yet today? I don't believe you have, Chris Stubbs, in for Dave Harrigan today.
I have not. It is about disagreeing and fighting over things.
Disagreeing and fighting.
Disagreeing and fighting, since that seemed to be the tone of last night's
yes.
debate.
I don't know how much disagreeing and fighting there will be October 21st. I wouldn't mind a little. You know, some sort of melee with, I don't know.
A Donnybrook?
Two former CCO personalities, a present CCO personality, a former personality. I don't want to be a part of it. I want no part of it. I want to be Switzerland. But I'm now calling for some sort, I don't know, fisticuffs, maybe a shouting match. If Carter was going to be there, I would want him to be in the middle.
See, I'm a wrestling fan. I'm a wrestling guy. So we need to figure out who's going to book the night.
Set it up?
Because we got to figure this out, yes.
No. Well, I think we all should be ripping Carter. Iceland, okay? I mean, you can go to Iceland anytime you want. CCO, a 100-year celebration. Present CCO personalities, past CCO personalities. A great moment at Chan Hessen Dinner Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Iconic place in this town, decade after decade after decade.
Priorities, I guess.
Apparently doesn't care about where he works. He just wants to go on another one of his trips. That show's on a trip every other day. Josephson, Jordana, Carter. It's a good gig, man, to be on that
what
show.
What is a gallivanting budget? Because they are gallivanting and frolicking all over.
Unlimited. By the way, gallivanting, excellent word. We don't gallivant enough.
No. I mean, if there's a show that's about I feel like this show should be more about gallivanting, and they're traveling.
We're non-gallivanting.
Non-gallivanting.
We're here
change that.
Every single day. When is there another Twins Day game? Come on. Next week. So when is this event? October 21st. Only a limited amount of tickets are available. It's a Monday, so let's be honest, Tubbs. We must be saving money. I mean, we got to be saving money. I mean, come on. We must.
What else are you going to do on a Monday?
We must be saving money. Dinner and a show, a full program of reminiscing and storytelling. I plan on talking for 2.5 hours. I'm going to get the mic, and I'm not leaving.
There you go. I love it. I love it.
2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. No, I will not be talking for 2.5 hours.
How much of that is going to be just you and Harrigan just singing the overrated, underrated, properly rated song on a loop?
Well, that'll be 1.5 hours. We will have the entire crowd singing. It's time. Okay. So where do you get the tickets? WCCORadio.com. I just went to it, by the way. Just went to WCCORadio.com. It's easy just to click it. You just click it right there. It will genuinely be a great night. So love to see you there October 21st, Chan Hessen Dinner Theater. I'm a fraud. Here's how I will establish that. Two parts. And Jason was talking about this some yesterday. I spotted it again today. Target workers everywhere downtown. I work downtown. I'm down here outside of the visits to the Western White House 99% of the time. 99% of the time. Don't tell me Minneapolis during the day is not safe. Don't buy it. Don't buy it. The evidence is overwhelming. Minneapolis needs more police. We have had some terrible stories at night lately. That is legit. We have not punished people appropriately enough when they've been involved in various crimes. But during the day, downtown Minneapolis is very safe. Do we have outline events? Yes, we do.
Everywhere does.
We had those in 2005. We had those in 1995. And again, anytime it does happen to somebody, that's horrible. That is horrible. But the idea it never happened before, get out of here. So, yeah, more people should get their butts back down here, Target included. But I had business to attend to yesterday. And so I had to go to a quick meeting here, left right away. Mm-hmm. Normally we have, you'll be a part of this, 5-6 hour show meeting. Review segment by segment. You enjoy those 5-6 hour
meetings. I love it.
Yeah, 5-6 hour. If I leave early today, stay. I'm coming back. Okay, so if you see me like walking that way towards my car, I'm coming back.
Okay,
so,
good.
So don't
it's
leave.
It's good to know. I won't tell you goodbye then.
So I'm going out west, okay, and I'm going to hop on 394, and there are approximately 500,000 cars heading west. Apparently, every Target employee, hey, have you heard of St. Paul? Have you heard of Woodbury? Have you heard of Eagan? Have you heard of Lakeville? Target, let's go. So it is madhouse, and I'm going to another meeting. La-di-da. Good for me. Today, the meeting will involve, God, there's another awful drive to start the round. Okay, so but this was a legitimate meeting. Here's where I'm a fraud. I want the employee, Best Buy. I want U.S. Bank to come back. I want Target to come back.
You want the good old days.
I want Hennepin County to come back. I want to have the Skyways return. I want to see friends. I want bustling activity in downtown Minneapolis. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, even without Target coming down here, it's about 80%, I'd say. But the Skyways are toast because you can't make a business work for 3 days a week.
And it's really sad.
Yeah, it is. Sad is the right word. Working down here 16 years with the Wolves, living down here for 3 years, and then working here since 09, there are a number of people I saw enough of the businesses where I'm not saying we were socializing. We weren't exactly going to each other's houses. But you get to know people or you just have respect for the work, the food, the convenience store, whatever it might be, the dry cleaning, all the different individual businesses.
Yeah, it's like a little community with a lot of these businesses because you see them and you kind of get a chance to, it's like, hey, I know that so-and-so is going to be here. I can at least say hi, and you can develop a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a camaraderie with them.
Yeah, but here's where I'm a fraud.
Uh-oh.
Here's where I'm a fraud. I want everybody to come back. Mm-hmm. But I want you to know when I'm leaving, and I want you to clear the area when I'm going back out to the western side.
So basically, you're Moses, then. You just want to clear.
That's
you want
fine.
Part 394 like the Red Sea.
No, I don't want 394. I want the entrance to 394. Is that on 12th Street right there, whatever street? I want that. I want the greatest invention of all time, which is mine. It is digital communications on the front and back of your car, where it will say, excuse me, I'm allowed to go ahead of you and get on 394.
That's a good idea.
Seems fair to me.
God, what would you call that, though?
The greatest invention.
Greatest
invention. So this is where I'm a fraud. I want all these people coming back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want it to take me 30 minutes to get on 394 and then to be in a parking lot on 394. So I'm a fraud.
Can you put maybe, I don't know, curfews on people that live out in Plymouth or Maple Grove or, you know, St. Louis Park?
There's a lot of west out
if
there.
If you live to the west of downtown, you need to be off the roads or out of my way by such and such a time.
But sometimes I stay down for a meeting or sometimes I stay up. I just want to be able to punch at a signal where people need to know when they need to leave to create more room for me.
Can't they just follow you on Twitter at Chad Hartman?
Well, I don't know if I want to say, hey, I'm a happy hour at OD's each time or, you know, I got a meeting here. So I'm a fraud on the traffic, and that's where I want to go tied to this, and I want more feedback on this. And, yes, my tongue is firmly in cheek. It's September 11th. We'll talk about the significance of September 11th in 45 minutes. Has this been one of the worst construction summers of all time? Or again, is it just affecting me? Because I feel like this summer, no matter where I go, in particular, if you're going to primary places and they're having construction, what a shocker, it's there the next day. And it's there for a month. I feel like this summer has been an all-time construction fiasco. And this is another area of fraud. Because when money is offered up to the legislature on improving our roads, here I am. Yes. Now, I have highly criticized the Walz administration for spending all of the surplus. I thought that was ridiculous. They
should have gotten some back.
Plenty should have come back. And also, You could even have done a crazy thing and adjust your tax rates. You could have made things a little more beneficial. You didn't have to just run the table. But as Kurt Dowd, former Speaker of the House, has said to us on the show multiple times, if the Republicans had the same opportunity, they would have done the same thing just with their own policies. For you, has this been a complete cluster, you know what, with road construction this summer, or is this quintessential recency bias for me? That I'm just thinking about what I'm seeing now and I'm forgetting what I saw last year, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. What are your thoughts on the driving situation and the road construction situation? And by the way, even though it's driving me nuts, because it's a part of where I'm driving every day, I still want us to dramatically improve our roads, because if you drive to other cities, we're still woefully short with the highway situation. And by the way, light rail, not enough people are going to be headed back downtown for light rail to really be worth it. And I'm glad, you know, when we get to Southwest Light Rail, and that's at about, I don't know, $3.5 billion by the time it finishes. Just a guess. What do you want to say? Phone call or text 651-461-9226. That's a good question about the big 100-year celebration. You can get all that info, WCCRadio.com. Will there be an open mic at this event for listeners to ask questions? Closer to Brad Lane, that could be either great or problematic.
Open bar with the open mic?
Is he Mr. Hey, take more calls? Come on, Lane, you're Mr. Take More Calls. Let's get a few cocktails in the listeners. Get a little few cocktails in the hosts, past and present. Could get feisty.
CCO uncensored.
Yes. Try driving a truck 12 hours a day in this nightmare with the idiot Minnesota drivers. No, thank you. What kind of long-term driver would you be if every day you had to drive? Now, by the way, I'm a very skilled driver. I mean, people are telling me I'm a very skilled driver.
Nobody's ever said, you know what, I am a really crappy, erratic, and dangerous driver.
Oh, I know some people in my life who I let them know. You're not a good
driver.
But
they won't say it themselves. Everybody thinks that they're a good driver.
That's fair. Yeah. That is fair. I would not enjoy that. Ten hours of driving every day?
No. I mean, I...
Thank you for doing it.
I get tired of the, you know, hour and a half driving every day. But I love driving down here to my job.
Maybe when our whole Minneapolis area isn't under total road construction, more people will come back. People aren't coming back. Maybe a little bit. It's destination, baby. That's what it is. It's sad. And if you own some of these buildings where more and more people are leaving, good luck to you.
Yeah, I was really excited when I took this job, when I get the call from Houston to come up to Minneapolis. Like, one of the things that I love growing up in a small town in southwestern Minnesota is every time that I come to the cities, there's just so many things going on, so many different things to experience, and you find out, like, it's just not that way anymore. And it makes me sad. It really does. It's very disheartening.
If you need to use the sun's position of the day, day versus night, to promote a city's safety factor, then you've already lost the argument. Example, Winona is safe regardless of time of day or night. I like Winona. I've spent time in Winona multiple times in my life. Give me a break on options for entertainment between Winona and Minneapolis. And again, I bet I'll go to Winona again sometime in the next year or two. It's beautiful. But you got, about 10,000 more options if you like that in Minneapolis versus Winona. Okay, so they're different places. They're great, but... I'm sorry. To me, I want to have both. If you're eliminating one, I think that you're making a mistake. By far the worst construction season ever. I drive for catering. It takes me twice as long. Way too much construction going on. It's the biggest scam. I don't think it's a scam, but it does wear us out. Congressman, former Congressman Vin Weber, early next hour.